Chapter 7. You are standing on the leading edge of thought. We like to refer to the place where you're standing as the leading edge of thought, for as you stand there, in your physical body, in your physical environment, having your physical experience, you are the furthermost extension of that which we are. All that has ever been before is culminating into that which you now are. And just as all of your experience, from the time of your birth into your physical body until now, has culminated into who you now are, all that has ever been experienced by all that is has culminated into all that is now being experienced in the physical life experience on planet Earth. As every person on your planet is having experiences that are causing their desires to be born, a sort of mass summoning is occurring, which literally equals the evolution of your planet. And so the more you interact, the more your personal preferences are being identified and radiated, and the more of your preferences that are being radiated, the more are being answered. As such, a powerful stream of source energy is now stretched out before you from which your individual personal preferences will be received. In other words, because of what so many have lived and are living, and because of the summoning power of so many of their desires, the well-being of your future experience is well in place. And in like manner, your current desires will in turn provide an energy stream for future generations to benefit from. If you can desire it, the universe can produce it. If your involvement in your time-space reality inspires within you any sincere desire, then the universe has the means to supply the results that you seek. Because your ability to reach for more expands with each achievement that came before, the expansion may feel breathtaking to those just coming to understand the power of it. But it may feel absolutely normal to those who have already come to understand and expect well-being to flow constantly into their experience. The stream of well-being flows even if you do not understand that it does. But when you consciously become aligned with it, your creative endeavors become so much more satisfying, for then you discover that there is absolutely nothing that you desire that you cannot achieve. It works whether you understand it or not. It's not necessary that you fully understand the complexities of this eternally expanding environment in order to reap the benefits of that which it has become, but it is necessary that you find a way to go with the flow of the well-being that's stretched out before you. So in that effort, we offer these words. There is only a stream of well-being that flows. You can allow it or resist it, but it flows just the same. You would not walk into a brightly lit room and look for the dark switch. In other words, you would not expect to find a switch that would flood an inky darkness into the room to cover the brightness of the light. You would find a switch that would resist the light. For in the absence of the light, there is darkness. And in like manner, there is not a source of evil, but there could be a resisting of that which you believe is good, just as there is not a source of sickness, but there could be a resisting of the natural well-being. Without asking, you will receive no answer. Sometimes people will compliment Esther for being able to receive the wisdom of Abraham and for putting it into written or spoken word for others to experience and receive benefit from. And we also add our appreciation to that. But we also want to point out that Esther's receiving and translation of our vibration is only part of the equation. Without the asking that precedes it, there could be no answering. The people of your times are benefiting dramatically from the experiences of those generations that preceded you, for through the experiences that they lived and the desires that were generated within them, the summoning began. And today, you are the ones on the leading edge of reaping the benefits of what those past generations asked for. At the same time, you are continuing to ask, and you are now summoning, and on it goes. So, can you see how, if you can find a way to allow it, there's an avalanche of well-being at your fingertips, ripe for your plucking, provided you're in vibrational alignment with it? And can you not see why, since there's never a crowd on the leading edge, you're not going to have a lot of people you can talk to about this? These days, there are some people experiencing intense hardships or traumas, and because of how they're living right now, their asking is in a heightened and intense place. And because of the intensity of their request, Source is responding in kind. And although the person who's doing the asking is usually so involved in the trauma that they're not personally receiving the benefit of their own asking, future generations, or even current generations who are not right now disallowing, are receiving the benefit of that asking. We're giving this to you by way of helping you understand. There is an unlimited stream of well-being and an abundance of all manner of things available to you at all times, but you must be in alignment with the receiving of these things. You cannot stand in resistance of them and receive them at the same time. Open the floodgates and let your well-being flow in. See yourself, right where you are now, as the beneficiary of the powerful stream of well-being. Try to imagine that you're basking in the flow of this powerful stream. Make an effort to feel yourself as the leading-edge beneficiary of this unlimited stream, and smile and try to accept that you are worthy of it. Your ability to feel your worthiness of the powerful stream of well-being will undoubtedly depend on what is happening in your life right now. Under some conditions, you feel utterly blessed, and under others, you feel not so blessed. And it is our desire that as you read this book, you will come to understand that to the degree you feel blessed and expect good things to flow to you, this indicates the level of your state of allowing. And to the degree that you do not feel blessed, where you do not expect good things to come to you, this indicates your degree of resistance. And it is our desire that as you continue to read, you'll be able to feel the release of any habits of thought that have resulted in your disallowing of the stream. We want you to understand that if it were not for resistant thoughts you have picked up along your physical trail that are not in vibrational alignment with the stream of well-being, you would be, right now, a full receiver of that stream, for you are a literal extension of it. You and how you feel is all that is responsible for whether you let in your inheritance of well-being or not. And while those around you may influence you, more or less, to allow or not allow that stream, it is, ultimately, all up to you. You can open the floodgates and let in your well-being, or you can choose thoughts that keep you pinched off from what is yours. But whether you allow it or resist it, the stream is constantly flowing to you, never ending, never tiring, always there for your reconsideration. You are in the perfect position to get there from here. Nothing has to change in your environment or in the circumstances that surround you for you to begin to deliberately allow your own connection to the stream of well-being. You could be in prison, you could have been diagnosed with a terminal illness, you could be facing bankruptcy, or you could be in the middle of a divorce. Still, you're in the perfect place right now to begin. And we also want you to understand that this will not require a great deal of time, for it only requires a simple understanding of the universal laws and a determination to move toward a state of allowing. When you drive your vehicle from place to place, you have an awareness of your starting place as well as an awareness of where you're going. You accept that you cannot get there instantaneously. You accept that you will travel the distance and in time you will arrive at your destination. And while you may feel anxious to get there and maybe even tire of the journey, you do not get so discouraged at the midway mark that you just turn around and go back to your starting place. You do not drive back and forth and back and forth from your starting point to the midway point and then finally collapse from the never-ending journey. You do not announce your inability to accomplish your journey. You accept the distance between your starting place and where you desire to be, and you continue to move in the direction of your destination. You understand what is required, and you do it. And we want you to come to know that the journey between where you are and where you want to be on all subjects can be just as easily understood.